Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Welcome to another episode of the Ambient Barn. What are you doing tonight? Are you out? Are you home? Are you sleeping? Are you insomniac? Like, what are you doing right now? Do you have that midnight feeling? Like, is it quiet where you are? Are you alone? Are you driving in your car down rain-slicked roads? Are you mourning something? Do you miss someone? Or are you out dancing, drinking, socializing? In any case, tonight's musical selections come from a Los Angeles and Portland, Oregon-based label called Italians Do It Better. Their specialty is moody, dark, synth-driven pop that is particularly good at encapsulating that midnight feeling. So, let's go. I don't know that there are many, like, good or memorable Kraftwerk covers. There's plenty of interpolations and sampling and stuff like that, but no good covers. And I would argue that that version of Computer Love by Glass Candy is maybe the best Kraftwerk cover around. We'll be right back.
It's a scenario many of us dread. You're chatting with a coworker or a neighbor, and you run out of things to talk about.
That's when these alarm bells go off in your mind where you say, oh my, we got to get out of this. We got to get to something more meaningful.
Why conversations stall out and how to revive them this week on Hidden Brain from NPR. Monday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll visit Tiki Gardens on Florida's West Coast. Also, the exotic sounds of the Hilo High Flyers and Arthur Lyman. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour. Wednesday night at 7, here on Radio Catskill.
چشم سوخته زندگیم با تو رفته outside. You kill me like the snow. You make me wanna die on the countryside. You kill me like the snow. You make me wanna die on the countryside. You kill me like the snow. You make me wanna die.
The label Italians Do It Better was formed in 2006 by the creative force behind the label, who's a guy named Johnny Jewel, who has a musical stake in pretty much, I think, every artist that signs to that label. He's very prolific, very impressive guy. There was some drama with his business partner, and they parted ways maybe back in 2018, 2019 or something like that. But truthfully, I don't know much about that. What I do know is that Johnny Jewel and his music has been very influential on me as an artist, personally. All of tonight's music comes from the label's first compilation, which was called After Dark, and it came out in 2007. And I remember downloading this and listening to it over and over and over again. It's kind of hard to imagine, but this actually sounded pretty fresh back then, and it still sounds really good now. So I'm going to leave you with some more cuts from After Dark, and I want to say thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate your ears, and I look forward to seeing you next week where we have something kind of special. All right, talk to you then.
someone you love is a mess. White light is all a dream, lost in a fire. This golden obsession. Music in my heart, deep in my eyes, dancing from the opium. In a perfect world where nothing dies. Broken glass on the bottom of my heels. Oriental dress, the one you love is a mess. It's all a dream. A child. To recover long-lasting beauty, she will die young. She's just a normal girl, dancing to her favorite song. It's time to go. Let's get on with it.
It's a new year, and for millions of New Yorkers, that means more money in your pocket. For the second year in a row, the minimum wage in New York State has gone up. Both this year and next, the minimum wage is increasing 50 cents per hour. That's an additional $2,000 to spend on all the things you need. In 2027, the minimum wage will be tied to inflation, which means increases will match costs. New York's new minimum wage, putting money directly into the pockets of New Yorkers who need it most. Go to ny.gov/affordability. Sponsored by the New York State Department of Labor.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, Nate DeMayo, host of the podcast The Memory Palace. Then a conversation with Kevin Fagan, a journalist who spent decades covering homelessness. His new book, The Lost and the Found, tells the story of people living on the streets of San Francisco and of Fagan's own time experiencing homelessness. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, Sunday afternoon.